I just got my doctor's test results, and I'm a bit upset. Turns out, I'm not going to be a doctor.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I love these new studies that come out, like this one. Humans eat more bananas than monkeys. And, you know, I think it's true. Can you remember the last time you ate a monkey? I can't. Speaking of wild animals, two explorers were on a jungle safari when suddenly a ferocious lion jumped out in front of them. "Keep calm," the first explorer whispered. "Remember what we read in that book on wild animals? If you stand perfectly still and look the lion in the eye, he will turn and run." "Sure," replied his companion. "You've read the book. I've read the book. But has the lion read the book?" "Fear, do you have some?" A young boy was asked by his mama to go outside and bring her the broom. It was coal mine black on that porch. So the little guy shivered and said, "But it's dark out there." "Don't be afraid," said his mom. "Nothing is out there except Jesus. He'll protect you." "Are you sure Jesus is out there?" She explained that Jesus is everywhere. The boy wasn't so sure, but slowly he walked towards the back door, pushed it open slightly, looked into the dark, and said in a tiny voice, "Jesus, if you're out there, would you please hand me the broom?" Well, I was like that kid, terrified of things like sharks and elevators and our dark basement. I guess that's why I laughed when I heard Chuck Swindoll tell a story of his brother who worked at a large Houston library. Not a one of the workers wanted to turn off the lights in the upstairs stacks. You had to walk along the stacks, and when you got to the final switch, you were in complete darkness. It was musty up there, and only the diehard would go to the fourth floor of that library. One dark night, it fell to one of the younger guys to do the honors. Knowing that the young guy was already jumpy, Chuck's brother Orville slipped up the back stairway and hid behind the stacks. This poor guy was walking along, turning off lights and humming to himself like you do when you're scared. And this kid's walking along, hum, hum, hum. Click! He gets to the last switch, and as he turns off the light, Orville says, "What are you doing up here?" Orville says, "That's the last they ever saw of that guy." Down the stairs and into the street he went, and he never came back even to get his check. Well, we are a fearful people. Pallidophobia is fear of baldness and bald people. I'm glad my wife doesn't have this. Chaetophobia is fear of hairy people. Livophobia, fear of objects on the left side of the body. Dextrophobia, fear of objects on the right side of the body. Thalassophobia is fear of being seated. Stabosabasophobia, or something, is fear of standing. Phobophobia is fear of being afraid. Fear. I gotta be honest. Having 13 grandchildren is a splendid and scary thing. In a world where decency is dwindling, where righteousness is ridiculed, my wife and I have never prayed more than now. And the one verse that keeps coming back is Romans 8:38. Nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Today, we cannot go where God is not. A jungle safari, the back porch, the stacks of a library on a dark night. "I am with you always," said Jesus, "even to the end of the age." We can never go where God is not. Comforting words to a guy who's still afraid of sharks, but only when I'm in the water. And as for the irrational fear of elevators, well, I'm taking steps to avoid them.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.